Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is there a devil?
Yes.
Is he real?
Yes.
Yeah. He's an ancient being. And he's not an earthling. He's an alien. Do you know why I say these things? We need to break free from our religious junk. These things are real. They're not fairy tales. They're not stories. I'm going to say, you think there's life out there? Oh, yeah. There always has been. Angels, the devil, demons, many of them are not Terran. They're extraterrestrial. They're not from here. And we don't know everything that's going on in the previous ages. We're only had a little bit revealed to us. But this being called the devil is talking to Jesus and tempting him, and said, if you be the Son of God, command at this stone that it be made bread. How many know, no matter if you could do it, or how hungry you would be to want to do it, you don't need to do what the devil tells you to do. This is the big deal. How did our parents get in trouble, Adam and Eve, in the garden? What did they do? They did what he suggested and told them to do. And in essence, they stopped trusting what God told them and rebelled against the clear directions God gave them and yielded to this being and did what he said. And now the devil is trying to get Jesus to do that same thing. To ignore what the Father has said, what the Word has said, and to listen to him and do what he says. But he refused to do it. He's my hero.
Yes.
How about you?
Yes.
You'll see through this what 1 John talks about, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. That's the devil's three big areas that he hits. And it's always worked on everybody since Adam and Eve until now. If he didn't get them on one, he got them on two. If he didn't get them on two, he got them on three. But everybody he always got. He always got them. In essence, he always got them to do what he did. Rebel. And say, no, I'm not going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to do this. And sadly, none of us can say we're the exception. All of us have sinned, which is to say the same thing. We knew to do and didn't do. But Jesus. And he didn't do it as God. He did it as a man with no unfair advantage over us. He emptied himself of his mighty weight and glory and power and became like other men, Philippians said. He did it just like you or I would have to do it, proving it can be done. So nobody in time to come will be able to stand up in judgment and go, that was just too bad. Nobody could do it. And then the Father will point to Jesus. And say, and if they say, yeah, but that was Jesus. Yeah, but he did it as a man. He did it as a man. Elsewise, how would it be fair for anybody to be judged? So verse 4, Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Does it pay to know the Word?
Yes.
And let the Word live in you strong. That's one reason you read your chapter every day, Monday through Friday. Because people who are ignorant of the Word are easily deceived, easily misled, easily confused. But when you know the Word, no matter what the devil tries to pull on you, you go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Wait. The Word says this. So that can't be right.
Yes.
And you don't yield to it. Verse 5, The devil takes him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Did this really happen?
Yeah.
If you believe the Bible, you have to believe it happened. Is the devil a real being? He is. And most Christians get in a ditch on one side or the other with this. They either just want to try to ignore and pretend that there is no devil, or they get in the other ditch and they're scared of the devil. Oh, they're afraid. Oh, don't tell. He's awful. And of course, he's behind this. Don't watch horror shows and shows about demons so-called. What does Hollywood know about a demon? They exist, but they're nothing at all like the monsters that a lot of these folks portray. Why? Well, the devil wants you to be scared of him. He wants you to believe that he and his minions, demons, are these monstrous, evil, you know, overwhelmingly powerful things. And it's just a lie. I said it's a lie. The child of God has no reason to be afraid of the devil. In fact, if we resist him in Jesus' name, what the Bible said, he will run from you. Is that Bible or not? But on the other hand, you don't need to pretend that he's not real. That's going to get you in trouble too. What did it say? He took him up high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now, we know one of the greatest kingdoms in the world at that time was Rome. They were the world preeminent world power. But whatever other kingdoms there were, all over the world, the devil showed him those kingdoms. Verse 6, let's just stop right here. Why is he showing him these things? Because he's working up a temptation here. He's setting him up to tempt him. Was Jesus tempted through these things? The Bible said he was. And the devil said, all this power will I give you. The devil is telling Jesus he's going to give him something. Now, most Christians read that and scoff and go, that's ridiculous. The devil never. It was real.
Yes.
And it's a temptation to Jesus. There's a reason I'm going over this slowly. Most Christians don't even believe this verse, this sixth verse. They do not believe this. If they did, they'd stop hollering, God's in control. Now, granted, if you want to back way off and say God's in control, that He's allowing all this, but He has a plan that will succeed, it's the truth. He is the sovereign God and Lord. But He is allowing the devil through human beings to control most of this planet right now. And all you got to do to know that that's true is realize how different it is from heaven. Right? If God was really in control of it, would it be in the mess that it's in? It would not. So the devil said, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. True or not? Has to be true. I know the devil's a liar, but this has to be true or it would not have been a temptation. Jesus would have known it wasn't true and it wouldn't have been a temptation. Verse 7. If you therefore will worship me, what's the devil wanting Jesus to do? See, this is the devil's fixation. He's real. He's a real being. We have some light about him in Ezekiel and in Isaiah that he was not created the evil being that he is today, but that he was in the presence of God. He was an anointed cherub. He was. We don't know how long. Perhaps it was for millennia. Eons. I don't know. But there came a point where it wasn't enough for him anymore. Even though God had given him so much place and so much glory, iniquity was found in him. He wasn't tempted. He created the pride and the rebellion. And he rebelled against God. And he led others of his kind in the rebellion, and they rose up against God. Now, I know this sounds crazy to us, but they must have thought they had a chance to succeed. There has been conflict in heaven. There's been conflict with the beings that have been created. There has been pride and rebellion against God, and he hates these things. And there's a lot more reason for it than we even know about. We don't know all the things that have happened in times past till now. But God is, through these successive generations here on the planet, preparing a people for himself that could do anything they wanted to in this lifetime. He didn't make us. He left it up to us. And many of them won't choose him and won't let him reign over them. But there are some. I said there are some that have willingly bowed their knee to him and confessed Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and said, Lord, reign over me. Hallelujah. And he is reigning over them. You know how you can tell where he's reigning? You will see freedom, deliverance, cleansing, healing. Hallelujah. Provision, goodness. That's where he's reigning. Where you see these kind of things. Every good gift. Every perfect gift. Hallelujah. And even though the devil and the angels that followed him and these demons, wherever they came from, these spirits that have obviously rebelled against him, you and I, after having been proven in this life, will be the faithful ones. And I don't believe we will ever rebel against him throughout the ages to come. Because we know what sin is. We know what the curse is. Can you imagine a million years from now, somebody coming to you and saying, hey, let's rebel against God. What are you going to say? You're going to say, hey, I was on the earth, okay? I experienced what the curse is and what death is. No way. Not now. Not ever. He is my King. He is my Lord. That doesn't oppress me. He's worthy to be over me. Forever. He's my Creator. Why would I think anything else? We are His special ones. We are the ones that chose Him, that didn't have to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.